Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
On breakfast, please welcome Jen Tamati, a.k.a. Johnny, who has just put out a new track, OOTD, One of These Days, ahead of their new EP, Kumara Suite, which is going to be dropping later in Te Maramapuro o Aotearoa, May 21st. It is New Zealand Music Month. That's what I said before in Te Reo. Good morning to you, Jen. How are we doing?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. I'm a little bit sick, so a little bit croaky. There's every chance I'll do a big sneeze in the middle of this, but I'm
honestly
very happy to be here. Bro, looking forward to sneezing.
Same. I've had this horrible issue all the time where I have to sneeze off mic and then it doesn't happen. Just don't talk for like 5 seconds on air.
Anticipating it always, yeah.
Oh, it's really, really infuriating. I'm glad you're having a very lovely morning. I'm glad you're having a very lovely morning, aside from being sick. As I mentioned before, it is New Zealand Music Month. How are you celebrating New Zealand Music Month?
I won by releasing some music, which has been massive, but also have last December moved back to Whangarei from Tamaki, mm-hmm. and in doing so have started to build my community up, and there's a pretty cool radio station up here, community radio called Beagle. They're just like a small 1 watt powered community radio station, so I've joined them and have started helping them with their first kind of New Zealand Music Month series. They're doing live to ears, so that's how I'm celebrating, by trying to build up the culture and the community up here in Whangarei.
Oh, beautiful. Whangarei, that's north of Tamaki, right?
It's about 2 hours north of Tamaki.
Right, because I always get Whangarei and Whanganui confused, which is a bit silly.
Yeah, I think that's common.
It probably is pretty common. I imagine you'll also be buying some stuff on Bandcamp, because I saw your Bandcamp collection is absolutely nuts. You've got like 280-something items there. My favourite thing that I saw there was the Waikirikiri Swag EP from Waikirikiri School in your collection.
Oh, my God, it's so good. I do have a big Bandcamp sort of playlist. That came from I did some hosting on BFM, and so I love Bandcamp obviously for that. That school, I don't even know how I came across it. Maybe sort of just like following a line of other people bought this and getting more and more down a rabbit hole of obscure New Zealand music. But that album is incredible, and that title track of that particular album, it's a summer tune.
I'll take your word for it. I'll have to listen to it after this interview. I have to give it a spin.
Yeah, I implore you and anyone listening to go and listen to it.
I just love the cover of the EP. It's amazing. It's like these four kids' faces in like this weird space background. It's great. It's awesome. It's amazing. Last week you had your first live side, Liao and Hun Lynch. How good must have that been?
Oh, it was such an honour. I'm a bit of a not very confident performer yet. It's sort of a new thing for me, and I've been talking to Zach, my Zach, on
Zach Arnold,
Sun Return side,
the legend,
the other Zach, yeah. The legend, the man himself, and sort of resisted any live performances. But Rahana, who's of Noah Records and the drummer in Liao, reached out after seeing that I was based in Whangarei. And he asked if I wanted to perform with them. And it was an opportunity I couldn't kind of give up. They're just both Liao and Hun Lynch, incredible artists, and just a privilege to share their space.
For sure. We had Hun on the program last week for a chat about the new record. My God, blew my socks off.
Oh, it's to have done that on their own, you know, obviously with Afi from Noah, but to have done that, that's such a huge record, man.
It is. So is this new track that you've got out called One of These Days, OOTD. That's the title. Now, when I first saw this, I thought Outfit of the Day. But then I listened to the song. I'm sure, have you been getting that quite a lot?
I haven't got it from other people yet, but I was very aware that it would be read that way, and I kind of did it to be annoying, honestly.
I appreciate that a lot. OOTD means one of these days. It's the mantra of the trek, which laments political actors who make short-sighted, short-term decisions that have very obvious harm and consequences for people and planet. Anyone in mind with that mantra there?
Oh, gosh. Well, obviously, the coalition government currently is in mind. But when I wrote it, I think I wrote it in 2021, so a slightly different government then. And, you know, it's a bit of it's a bit disappointing that it's maintained its relevance. But maybe that just speaks to politics in general. At the time, it was, there was the conversion practices law reform was coming in, and there were a couple of MPs. It was basically around that. I remember Rawiri Waititi was criticising some MPs for having previously voted against gay marriage and then coming out and apologising because they had a gay child. And he said in his speech in one of the readings that he was not going to apologise. He's not going to make a decision now that he has to apologise for later. And that was the sentiment that it came from. And sort of snowballing my feelings about all these different decisions that are constantly around just that short-term, public gain, sort of popularity that don't have any real meaning, but they do real harm. So, yeah, it definitely applies to many, many things now. As well, but that was where the seed was planted, I think, with the intentions of the song.
Wow. I did see a video of you talking about, well, I saw that you had a video of you talking about conversion practices in New Zealand on a few different websites. But we don't talk about that right now, we'll talk more about the track. Do you feel that the track is sort of hopeful despite the immense frustration at play here?
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier today. All of both tracks that I've released, both come from quite like anger or frustration with institutional or systemic issues. But they're also, especially at one of these days, is quite like a bop. that's been part of developing myself in sort of my music practice is. Utilizing those emotions and being able to make them sort of transform them into something else. So I hope it's hopeful. I hope it gives a bit of like invigoration. I think, you know, dancing things out in a room with lots of other people is such a balm to a lot of the fear and frustration we feel. That's sort of where I'm hoping this this helps as well.
And it's unfortunate because there's not many spaces where people can go out and dance anymore without paying an arm and a leg for it. Community spirit almost.
Yes, yeah. But, you know, even having a little dance, you know, listening to radio is actually, it's a virtual, you're sharing spiritual space with people, knowing that you're listening together and listening to voices. And when I did radio, I remember always thinking about just, you know, what were people doing when I was playing that music? And I always imagined people sort of having a little dance while they're doing their chores or stuff like that. So hopefully that fills a certain space, energetic space.
Yeah, totally. I know that whenever I'm playing any dancey things, I'm definitely having a wee boogie in the studio.
Yeah,
Well, speaking of danciness, the production on this track is really, really fascinating. It sort of has maybe a little bit of a trip-hoppy element, but the basis is 90s, 2000s R&B, and it has some very big pop vibes in it as well. You said that singing, or that you learned to sing from 90s and 2000s R&B. Who is your sort of gateway into that sound?
Yeah, I think I was born in 1990, so I like truly lived like the R&B of the 2000s. 100% Destiny's Child, and that whole who was their producer, Dark Child, that Dark Child production, but Destiny's Child and singing along to those to those songs was definitely part of it. Actually, they were, I think they were my first concert in 2001.
Whoa.
The Survivor Tour.
Whoa.
I know, which is like such a claim to fame now. I had no idea at the time, but I feel pretty cool about that now. And I sang a lot with other people. So Kapahaka was huge when I was in my early preteens and early teens. And singing as a group, I think, has also really informed how I, you know, what I want to sing like now. And that's translated into doing a lot of vocal stacking because I like the sound of multiple takes or multiple voices there. And that sort of is aligned to Destiny's Child and other groups like that as well. And even just pop groups of the 90s and 2000s, where there were three part, four part, five part harmonies, done well or not. So yeah, I think, yeah, definitely for this track, that was what we're trying to channel.
One thing I really love about this track, and it's a very little, it's a very small piece, are those little vocal passages that you do, which are kind of like harmonizations. And not to liken you to another artist, but was Britney Spears an influence there?
Ah, not intentionally, but I mean, she, how couldn't she be? She was the pop queen of the late 90s and 2000s. Yeah, so I have to go and listen again and see if I can hear that influence, but I love that.
I hope you do. I hope you do. The EP, as we've mentioned, Kumara Sweet, is dropping May 21st. Will there be any more singles until then, or are you going to hold off?
Holding off until then. The last two singles, which are actually the same song, will come out with the release of the EP. And then hopefully after all of that, start looking at more music coming forward.
Maybe potentially a tour.
Maybe. I think we're going to start small.
Yeah, fair enough. Play a few more shows.
There isn't anything locked in, but I do think we're going to do a performance probably in Tamaki later this year to sort of honour the release of the EP.
Awesome. Well, that is super exciting. I can't wait to listen to the whole thing, the whole shebang on May 21st.
Thank you
very much for coming on the program. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or considerations to leave our listeners with?
Enjoy this life. Enjoy the day. Listen to Aotearoa music. Stay tuned to Radio 1.
Amen
and
to that.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Jen. I really, really appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Zach. Ka kite.
That was Jen Tamati, folks, a.k.a. Johnny. We're talking to Jen about their latest track, OOTD, One of These Days. We're going to play it for you right now. At 9:45, we will have Clowning Around. I'll see you before then. You're listening to The One. Here's Johnny with OOTD.
One of these days.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.